Chapter 1. The Golden Coin. Slivers of moonlight dance across the crests of rolling swells as storm clouds glide across the Gulf of Mexico at midnight. It's early 1975 on a desolate southwest Florida shoreline as a hurricane approaches. The lone figure at the water's edge enjoys solitude, letting go of the myriad of thoughts that continue to plague. Savoring the feeling as the wind sweeps across his face, he embraces the tepid Gulf waters as they swirl over his feet. Those within his sphere of influence refer to him as a ghost. To say Rick's life is complicated would amount to a gross injustice. Just as a coin comprises dual sides, so does he. On the surface, he appears to be an ordinary man. Underneath, he's a mysterious figure carrying out domestic operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA. Listening to the sounds of waves as they pound against the deserted shoreline, he's feeling at peace. Rick fully appreciates the tranquility that precedes both the meteorological and covert storms, which rapidly approach. Recollections from his youth calm his spirit as he focuses on driftwood jutting from the shore. The wide Atlantic Ocean, the slender Florida Straits, and the Gulf of Mexico encircle his tropical paradise on three sides. Early Spanish explorers called this natural utopia land of flowers, or Florida. Cattle barons, muck farmers, and citrus tycoons comprised a diverse population who transformed this wilderness into an economic mainstay for early settlers. Rick grew up hearing tales of Florida crackers, whose skin transformed into leather due to extended exposure to extreme weather. They rode on horseback, toting six guns, while protecting their herds from predators. They received their nickname from the distinctive cracking sound their whips generated as they drove herds across open grasslands interspersed with stands of palmetto. Inner strength springs from memories spent with his beloved Rottweilers. They'd run for miles through the wilderness, never another soul within sight. Powerful canines broke trails along pathways originally created by timber trains, livestock, and wild game. The only thing that concerned him were the sharp teeth of venomous rattlesnakes and water moccasins. They silently snaked their way through scrub and swamp in search of their next meal. His spirit would soar at the sight of ospreys, hawks, and eagles on the wing, gliding across topaz blue skies as they walked. Rick is a middle-aged, multifaceted man of medium height and build, appearing rather ordinary to most. He blends in with the crowd by being conservative in both looks and fashion. However, he does project a natural confidence and swagger about him to most who interface with him. Maintaining a sparse air of mystery, this mild-mannered man remains slightly extroverted. He's just brash enough to make his presence known yet reserved enough to avoid scrutiny. In this game, a valued resource never draws undue attention. Success relies heavily on remaining nondescript. By seamlessly morphing into the immediate role required, he consistently achieves his objectives. Rick is exceptional at transforming himself just as smoothly as the Gulf breeze now slipping silently across his face. His contemporaries are largely unaware of the back roads he's traversed over the years across Florida. He's strolled through the fading remnants of previous eras, discovering natural landscapes and their indigenous inhabitants. He's investigated the ruins of forts, including the tiny Fort Duncan McCree. They built the fortification using coquina rock from nearby quarries. The fort was a component of an era known as the Seminole Wars. Constructed as part of a series of modest strongholds, it aimed to safeguard early settlers from potential threats. He's walked portions of the King's Road that traversed the wilds of Florida's northeast coast. Starting at the St. Mary's River, it crossed through forests and streams before ending just south of New Smyrna. The King of England personally guarded travelers from disturbances on this route. The concept that offenders on the King's Road faced harsh English consequences fascinated him. He's also explored other early rock structures that were involved in the production of molasses, particularly the highly sought-after trickle, now called rum. Concrete runways from the World War II era, now long overgrown by vegetation, once housed aircraft and their crews preparing for war. He actively participated in the construction and management of secret military emplacements across Florida in the mid-20th century. The purpose of these sites was to combat the communist threats in the Americas, Africa, and Asia. History books only record a fraction of his observations. He's fully aware that his insights will gradually diminish with time. He bears a resemblance to the Florida crackers, who once drove cattle herds into the fading light. Over time, progress led to their becoming a gradually diminished breed. Having trekked from the Okefenokee to the Everglades and gazed out across the River of Grass, this is Rick's home. He still feels the independent spirit of the pioneers who built a sustainable way of life, out of the sheer necessity to survive. As warm, Churning gulf waters continuously cleanse the white sand, he finally regains his focus. He fully appreciates the present moment and the feeling it brings. The full moon rising creates a chromatic fluorescence, illuminating sun-bleached expanses. Crashing waves add a symphony of sounds, calming his spirit. He inhales intoxicating breezes off the Gulf of Mexico. They carry aquatic scents created by continuously churning waters. Finding tranquility, he scans the blackness of the horizon directly west. His consciousness is free to celebrate this zen-filled experience. No one, local or foreign, can destroy the sea of grass freely swaying over Okeechobee down to the Florida Straits. All of us have an innate sense of right and wrong. This land will stay unspoiled if only common sense prevails. To the southwest, pulsing illuminations within distant clouds signal that a strong blow is on the way. Staring at the storm, he questions. Soon, the entire coastline will feel the wrath. Here, we'll only experience a fraction of the damage compared to a direct hit. A witness to past devastation firsthand from both wars and weather, he fully comprehends the immense trauma each generates. Florida's Big Bend will bear the brunt of this monster. He wonders prophetically. How much will this storm sweep away, leaving only a memory? How can one replenish the lost aspects of an unexpectedly critically disrupted life? Rick's a part of the greatest generation, a survivor of the darkest period of the 20th century. World War II. The conflict claimed the lives of 80 million people in less than 10 years. War's massive and pointless destruction profoundly shaped the morality of his generation. Turning to face the southern shore, he experiences the increasing gusts coming off the once calm Gulf waters. Within the darkness overhead, flashes of light appear, exposing storm clouds as they advance. A silhouette on the beach abruptly grows clearer with each pulse. What other idiot is walking on the beach in this blow? He says out loud. As winds pick up to gale force speed, sea oats firmly embedded in the dunes furiously dance. It's past time to get off the shoreline, take shelter, and latch the shutters. Yet the silhouette approaching isn't in a hurry as the distance steadily shrinks. A fleeting notion, shrouded in darkness, strikes him. This is the perfect opportunity for anyone who knows too much to suddenly disappear. The storm will conveniently sanitize the beaches as it continues north. It will undoubtedly eliminate all signs of life and transport the remnants out to sea. Secrets kept for a lifetime will simply vanish. Striking a solemn pause, he weighs his alternatives. Years of adventures that only a few can fathom stream through his consciousness. Filling his lungs with clean ocean air, he then slowly exhales, letting calmness return. He now wonders out loud. This could definitely be the day I became expendable.